USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that President Biden announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. And the second largest school district in the country has voted to mandate COVID vaccinations for all eligible students. The Los Angeles Unified School District's board voted Thursday to require all students 12 and older to be fully vaccinated by January. The board wrote language into the policy for medical or other exemptions. Only the Pfizer vaccine is currently available for children ages 12 to 17. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on Saturday, some are reflecting on the loved ones they lost that day. Tim Berg reports.
Many children who lost parents on 9/11 are reflecting 20 years later on how they were impacted by the trauma. Marie Klein's mother, Susan, an insurance executive, was killed that day. Marie says it inspired her to become a social worker specializing in anxiety. She says the pain of losing her mother has never gone away, but it's been mitigated by her work helping others. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And astronauts on the International Space Station were awakened by smoke alarms early Thursday morning. Russia's space agency says the alarm sounded in their section of the space station, with astronauts reporting smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. The crew was able to activate air filters to clear the capsule of smoke. Two Russian astronauts were able to complete a scheduled 6-hour spacewalk later in the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Dr. Ashish Shah says that he believes the mandates are necessary for safe workplaces. The dean of the Brown University School of Medicine tells CNBC that experience has shown that vaccination rates rise when employers put a mandate in place.
You know, I know a lot of people say that they will not get vaccinated, and I think those polling numbers you laid out are concerning to me. But the experience has been that when hospitals have mandated it, 98-99% of employees do it. When we mandated it at our university, about 98%+ of all employees, students, faculty, staff have gotten vaccinated. So people vote with their feet. People don't want to change jobs. People don't want to be inconvenienced. And I do think a vast majority of people who are unvaccinated will end up getting vaccinated with these things. And also, I know they're seen as mandates. I see them as absolutely essential for creating safe work environments. I would not want to be in an office, in a closed office, with a bunch of unvaccinated people. I think that would be unnecessarily dangerous. And I think for safety of people, it's really important.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has filed an emergency appeal to reinstate his ban on school mask mandates in the state. The governor's lawyers are seeking to reinstate a stay that would halt mask mandates in school districts that have enacted them while the case works its way through the courts. Second Circuit Judge John Cooper lifted the stay on Wednesday, keeping the state from enforcing the ban while the governor's order is being litigated. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.